today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Dear brothers and sisters, dear Muslims, Assalamu alaikum and welcome. This is today's special from IRIB English Radio on a very special occasion. Congratulations for Mab'as. Eid Mubarak. On Thursday, 27th of Rajab, 1445 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 19th of Bahman, 1402 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 8th of February, 2024 of the Christian Gregorian calendar, we have an auspicious eve. Bi'tha, beginning point of Islam.
Let us rejoice indeed. This is the day of Eid.
Imam Ali's description of Arab life before Islam. Verily Allah sent Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam as a warner against vice for all the worlds and a trustee of his revelation, while you people of Arabia were following the worst religion and you resided among rough stones and venomous serpents. You drank dirty water and ate filthy food. You shed blood of each other and cared not for relationship. Idols were fixed among you and sins were clinging to you.
Let us rejoice in thee, for this is the day.
Mab'ath is not only a religion celebration, it is an aid and a turning point. An aid is a turning point at which one realizes a reality. We should look at Mab'ath, the Holy Prophet and his great efforts. And then we should think about the great influence which he had on the life of humanity. In only 10 years, which is like a single moment compared to the lifespan of a nation, the Holy Prophet, Muhammad al-Mustafa, peace be upon him, and his pure progeny did great things. He created such a great movement in the history of mankind. He created a great change. He led humans to peace and tranquility amidst those storms and led them onto the right path. The Holy Prophet lived 63 years. We live much longer, but we expect to follow his path as far as possible with our immature moves. When a movement is carried out with sincerity and in a devoted manner and is rooted in divine guidance, the result is what happened during the 10 years of the Holy Prophet's rule. That was what brought about such greatness, Mab'as. Congratulations to every Muslim brothers and sisters on Mab'as Eid. Eid Mubarak to everyone.
Today is a very important day. It is the day in which our Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam was commissioned by Allah to be his messenger in this day. In such day, on Rajab 27th, our Holy Prophet was sent to humanity as a prophet. Now, as a Muslim, it is very natural that you gravitate to this man, to our holy prophet, because it is part of our faith, our iman, to not only recognize this man as the last messenger of Allah, but also to love him. But for other population, for non-Muslim population, I believe there is still a huge room for admiring this man, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi. Even if you're not Muslim, even if you do not follow the religion of Islam, you would have to respect this man and show him a great deal of love and admiration. For many reasons, but mainly, my dear brothers and sisters, our holy prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, through the blessings of Allah and the power of Allah and support from Allah, he was able to change the entire world, and not only the Arabian Peninsula. And I'm going to go into that. And I will show you through a very quick study of comparison that we make with between the situation before and after the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam, and how instrumental this man has been in changing the entire world. So in this ayah I recited, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the Prophet. He says, الَّذِينَ يَتَّبِعُونَ النَّبِيَّ الْأُمِّي, those who follow the unlettered prophet. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, الَّذِي يَجِدُونَهُ مَكْتُوبًا عَنْدَهُمْ فِي التَّوْرَاةِ وَالْإِنْجِيلِ, his name has been mentioned in the Torah and in the Gospel. And then Allah depicts our holy prophet as such, يَأْمُرُهُمْ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَيَنْهَاهُمْ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ, he enjoins good and he forbids evil. وَيُحِلُّ لَهُمُ الطَّيِّبَاتِ وَيُحَرِّمْ عَلَيْهِمُ الْخَبَائِثِ, and he would make lawful everything that is good, and he forbids for them everything that is bad and evil. And then Allah says, وَيَضَعُ عَنْهُمْ إِصْرَهُمْ وَالْأَغْلَالَ الَّتِي كَانَتْ عَلَيْهِمْ, and also he came to remove all the shackles and chains people have been wrapped with.
أنت نور الله فجرا جئت بعد العسر يسرا ربنا أعلاك قدرا يا إمام الأنبياء أنت في الوجدان حي أنت للعينين ضي أنت عند الحوض
Seven essential facts about Eid al-Mab'ath. It's a day on which Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him and his family, received his first revelation by Allah. It marks the beginning of the Prophet Muhammad's mission as a prophet. It happened on June 27, 610 AD. Prophet Muhammad was about 40 years old at the time. He received the first revelation by Angel Gabriel sent by Allah while praying in Hira Cave in Mount Nur near Mecca. The first verse of the Quran revealed to him was from chapter 96, read in the name of your Lord who created. 69:1. Lady Khadija, his wife, and Imam Ali, his cousin, were the first people who were informed of his mission and believed in him. Congratulations, everyone, on Mab'as Eid.
Sallu alayhi shafi'an umma bi dhikri al-rasul tushhadul himma ya rabbi bi jahi.
Unique characteristics of Prophet Muhammad, the universal mission of him. The most we can say about the scope of the mission of the previous prophets is that their mission included all people of their time across the globe and remained in force until the advent of the next lawmaking prophet. The mission of the Prophet of Islam, however, was for the whole of mankind across the globe and until the Day of Judgment. His mercy for the whole world. As Allah says in chapter 21, verse 107, "And we have not sent you, but as a mercy for the worlds." The seal of the prophets. Allah says in chapter 36, verse 40, "Muhammad is not the father of any of your men, but he is the messenger of Allah and the last of the prophets." The religion of Prophet Muhammad was Islam in its complete form with no perversion in it. Allah says in chapter 30, verse 43, "So set you, O Muhammad, your face on the straight and right religion."
And then Allah says, وَيَضَعُ عَنْهُمْ إِصْرَهُمْ وَالْأَغْلَالَ الَّتِي كَانَتْ عَلَيْهِمْ. And also he came to remove all the shackles and chains people have been wrapped with. Which shackles? Which chains? Read the history of the Arabian Peninsula. Read the history of the ancient world. And see how people were immersed in shackles and chains. How aggression and injustice was very common and rampant, not only in one particular geographic point, but in the entire world. It was Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam who came and who changed those dynamics. The first thing he did, I can now attribute 5 great changes to the Prophet. And please listen to them. The first great change the Prophet achieved was women's emancipation. You hear about women's emancipation in the West. That's a big fallacy, trust me. There is no emancipation in this country. They speak about equality between men and women in the West. But look what the equality did to women. What did equality make to women? She became a chauffeur, that she has to wake up early morning, taking the children to their school, coming back, then going to the supermarket, do some shopping, coming back again home, do some cooking and cleaning at home, then going back to the school to pick up her children from school back, and then taking them again as a chauffeur to their hockey game, to their basketball game, to their soccer game. Is this woman emancipation? Is this woman emancipation? Even for those women who work in the United States, who joined the workforce, do you know that in the United States, there is a huge discrepancy in the wage women receive than the wage men receive? That it is always less than the wage that men receive? Which emancipation, when we have an industry in this country that produces $15 billion, it is called pornography. Who is being exploited in pornography other than women? Is this woman emancipation? That the society exploits her body in order for some people, selfish people, to make money and profit? When Islam insisted that women should be honored by giving them first, their personal freedom, respecting their personal identity, and above all, considering them equal to Muslims, Muslim, male Muslims.
Dear brothers and sisters, again, thousands of congratulations on Eid al-Mab'as. Eid Mubarak, everyone, and have a nice time.
La ilaha illallah, Allah Rabbi, Muhammad Nabi, Aliyul Imami. La fata illa Ali, Aliyul Imami, Aliyul Imami, Aliyul Imami. محمد نبي علي إمامي
لا فتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي